Good morning with WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Davenport police have identified the man who fell to his death at St. Ambrose University as Timothy Cook. The Davenport resident fell on Wednesday while working on the stage at the Galvin Fine Arts Center. Timothy Cook was 45. Democrats in Rock Island County kicked off the first official day of early voting yesterday by doing just that, voting. The local party is promoting early voting with an effort called 18 for 18. Members are asking Democrats to invite 17 of their friends to go with them to vote early in the November general election. Rock Island County Democratic Party Chair Doug House says Democrats are just as energized as they were during the presidential election.
We've stepped up our efforts to unprecedented levels. We've been engaging voters. We didn't take what's considered the traditional off-year election. There was no downtime since 2016. We've worked really hard.
House says there's never been a more important election.
In Rock Island County, one of the most important things that we share is our diversity. When Rock Island County voters come out, they have an opportunity to vote for 9 women on the Democratic ticket. The Republican Party has zero women candidates. More than half of our population has been left out of the Democratic process by not even allowing them the opportunity to vote for a single woman within their party.
Early voting began yesterday in Illinois. In Iowa, voters can begin casting their ballots on October 8th. Unemployment in the Quad Cities continues to fall. It dropped from 4.3% in August of last year to 3.9% last month. Tom Austin from the Illinois Department of Employment Security says this area added jobs in manufacturing and leisure and hospitality, but the most new jobs were added in the category of professional and business services.
And that area encompasses our employment and staffing companies, and they hire a lot in the manufacturing sector, but they also hire for other businesses. So as employers are looking for to meet their employment needs, they typically turn to these employment staffing companies.
But the Quad Cities also lost some jobs during the past year, mainly in education and health services and in retail. The Quad City unemployment rate of 3.9% in August translates into about 7,500 people who are out of work and looking for a job. The Quad Cities now has the second lowest rate in Illinois, just 0.1% higher than the Chicago area. Monthly unemployment here has fallen below the year-ago level each month for almost 2 years, since October of 2016. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.